We all know the Mishnah in the Sakhtar Sovis, Al Shloisha Devorim, Moila Moimed, Al Atoyrev, Al Avoidev, Al Gimilas Chasodim. The court means that the world is supported by three pillars. One is the pillar of Torah, the other one is the pillar of Avoidah, which is Tefillah, davening, or Tefillah, or Avoidah of Karbonis. And finally, it's, of course, it's Gimilas Chasodim. The different thing, there are three pillars. Now, on the surface, the way it appears is that these are three distinct amudim, three distinct pillars. Imagine you have three pillars holding up the world, supporting the world. One is the pillar of Torah, then is the pillar of Avoidah, and the other one is Gimilas Chasodim. The Chaim Volozhin says in his other sefer, Ruach Chaim, on Pirkei Avos, where that is where the mission is found. And he says that the truth is, when we say that there are three pillars, and we say Allah Torah, Allah Avoidah, Allah Gimilas Chasodim, he says that Torah is not merely one of the three pillars, but rather he says Torah also defines the other two pillars. Because when you say that the world is supported by Torah and Avoidah and Gimilas Chasodim, how do you define Avoidah? How do you find the proper way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And when you talk about Gemilas Chasodim, extending acts of Chesed, how do you define Chesed if not according to the definition of the Torah? And one prime example, of course, is because before Matan Torah, for example, man would be free to offer korbanos, could do sacrifices wherever he pleased. A person would be able to choose any type of offering, would be able to choose the venue and also the method of the service. But once L'maisa, Matan Torah came into being, once we have the Torah, so now it all changed at Har Sinai, and Kalos were taught exactly how to serve Hashem. The appropriate way, the appropriate mokim, the appropriate spot, you have to have the mokim amigdash, you have to have the mizbeach, and so on and so forth, in order to be able to do Avodah according to Halacha. So when you say the world stands on Torah and Avodah, Torah redefined, after Matan Torah, we have a definition, we gave the new definition of what in fact Avodah means, says Reb Chaim Volozhin. In other words, which basically means, interesting, that all types of offerings, all kinds of korbanos that would have been considered avodah before Matan Torah, subsequently became an avodah, became a sin. If you would be makriv korbanos, you'd sacrifice korbanos in the way that you did it before Matan Torah, where then it was meritorious, but after Matan Torah, not only it's not a mitzvah, it turns into an avodah, a complete, complete change. So Torah really defines the other pillar as well, the pillar of avodah. And then finally, also Gemilas Chesed, Ketiz Reb Chaim, is also dependent on the Torah. Before Matan Torah, for example, lending a needy person money at a reasonable rate was considered to be a tremendous, tremendous act of Chesed. One of the pillars that Chesed, which supports the world. Comes Matan Torah and says that there are basic halachas regarding ribis. And of course, our ways where Chazal and the Poskim can institute the ways of Heter is just to do it according to the Torah. But without Torah, it would be definitely an act of Chesed. In order, if you forgive someone a loan at a reasonable interest rate, that would not be considered anything wrong with that. As a matter of fact, it's something which is accepted in society very well. However, according to the Torah, came there's a whole problem of the Isra of Ribis. So when we define an act of Chesed after Matan Torah, there's entirely a new definition. So when we say that the Torah, in fact, stands, is supported by three pillars, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasodim, Torah actually defines all the three pillars. It is not just one of the three pillars, but in fact, runs right through the second pillar and the third pillar as well. So points out Reb Chaim in Sefer Reb Chaim. So that is the role of Torah. We start here at Perek Yud Aleph. Here, we continue in the Nefesh HaChaim. And Reb Chaim goes on to explain as follows. Being that it was mentioned so many times before, the role of man, the ability of man, that man through his action and man through his deeds, that man through his action, a man through his deeds, has the ability to elevate the higher world. So the Nefesh HaChaim points out the following, that v'zehu atam, that this in fact is the reason, shamalochim hamakdishim bishmei moroim, that the malochim who say kedusha in shemayim, when we say, whether you say naritzcho, whether you say nakdishoch, it doesn't make a difference. We say, v'koro zel zev yomar, that what, that the malochim, that they call out one to the other, and they all say in unison, they all say, Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Tzavokos. So the Malachim, in fact, they proclaim three times, Kadosh, and then they mention Hashem's name. Hashem's name is mentioned after three words, Kadosh, 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 and then comes Hashem, Tzavokos. We are told, in Masechta Chum, that malachim, as great as they are, and they say shira, and they praise Hashem by saying kedusha and so on and so forth, but malachim do not have the right to say kedusha until Klal Yisrael, until mankind says kedusha down here, which means in Shemayim, the malachim actually have to stand back and wait until we first said kedusha over here down below on this world, and only after, and only then, after we have said kedusha to Kodesh Baruch Hu, have the malachim the ability to say kedusha. What is the reason for that? Now, normally, again, on the surface, what it seems to be is that the malachim maybe stand by in deference, giving kavod, giving honor to Klal Yisrael. That would it appear. Klal Yisrael is so chashuv, and therefore the malachim in deference to Klal Yisrael, giving kavod, extending kavod to Klal Yisrael. So they wait. They say, go ahead. Go before me. Chaim Vilna just says there's a much, much deeper reason. And he goes on to explain as follows. Again, v'zeh v'atam, says Rav Chaim. This, in fact, is the reason shemalochim ha-magdishim b'shmei moroi. That, in fact, that the malochim who sanctify Hashem's name in Shemayim, mamtinim, they wait, milishalish kedushosom, milishalish is because they say it three times. Thrice, right? They mention it three times, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. But they wait from extending their kedusha ad achar she'onu mishalshim kedusha lamato. They have to wait until we first proclaim kedusha down here. Even though it's hard to understand on the surface, af she kedushosom lamal mikdushosenu, even though the kedusha of the malach, even though the kedusha of the malach is on a higher level than the kedusha of man, and therefore the question is, why did the malachim have to wait with reciting their Kedusha before we do it first? What is the reason? Why are they held back? Says Reb Chaim, Loi Sheheim Cholkin Kavod L'Yisrael. It's not how you think. This is not to say that they wait out of giving Kavod, out of deference to Klal Yisrael. Elin Sheheim B'Koicha. You hear what Reb Chaim is saying? It's an incredible thing. Malachim, they can't open their mouth. They don't have the ability. They don't have the ability. In other words, when you say Kodesh, 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 it's not merely mimicking words. You know, you can take a tape recorder, or you can take a robot, and have it say anything you want. The idea is when man says Kodesh, by proclaiming Kedusha, sanctifying Hashem's name, he's actually changing the world. He's elevating not only this world, but also, as mentioned many times, actually elevating all of the higher worlds. Malachim are supposed to be doing the same thing. When the malachim say kodesh, they not just have uttered kedusha, and they said kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. But when malachim are saying kedusha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in fact, what they're supposed to do is also to elevate with holiness, with kedusha, the entire creation, all of the worlds, the upper worlds, the higher worlds, as we said, myriad of worlds. They don't have the ability to elevate the higher worlds only when we fuel it first. They need the fuel of the kedusha of man. It's an amazing thing. Malachim don't have the ability, as great as Malachim are, they cannot accomplish, they cannot achieve with their words of Kedusha to elevate and to be Mekadosh, and by the way, and to connect all of the world, as Reb Chaim says, that's all part of the Avodah, is not only to elevate the world, but to connect the lower world to the one above it, and that one to the one which is more above it, and above that, and so on and so forth. Through saying Kedusha, we actually connect and we elevate them all, and we bring them all together. Malachim don't have the ability to do that unless we help them. So the reason that Malachim wait until we say Kedusha is not giving us kavod. They can't. They don't have the ability. They don't have the power. They don't have the yicholus. Oshem Rav Chaim. Yeah, amazing words. Elo she'ein b'koychom v'yicholosom. They don't have the koyach and the power klal mitzaratzimom liftoyach piyem lahagdish liyotron. Amazing. We give them Malachim koyach. We give them the power. It is our avodah that gives the malachim the ability to do that which a malach is supposed to be doing. A malach on his own, without the input of man, cannot do it. As great as an angel is. So a malach is not able, this is Loshon, a malach is not able to sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, at aliyas koil kedushas Yisrael aleihem lamato, until simply the sound of Klal Yisrael's Kedusha down on earth rises to heaven. But before the Malachim are able to do it, they need the Kedusha of Yisrael to rise to where they are, to rise to heaven. When the coil of Kedusha of Klal Yisrael rises to heaven where they are, now they can, so to speak, get on the train. They can attach themselves. They can connect themselves with that coil of Kedusha that was created. So the Kedusha to Adam down here, that's only the time and the moment that the Malach is able to pick up from there. Because you have to realize this, Reb Chaim. Kedusha is not merely saying words. Reb Chaim is explaining what we said. Reb Chaim is saying, Ki inyan amir is ha-kedusha. Because Kedusha is not just saying a phrase, saying a statement, or making a statement. Kedusha is a tremendous, tremendous achievement that changes and reconstructs the creation. Ki inyan amir is ha-kedusha hu ha-loach ho-oilamet v'izkash rusom. With the purpose of Kedusha. By reciting Kedusha, A, we elevate the spiritual world. Also, we connect each world to the one above it, as he says. Call Oilam the Oilam Shema Olam. We connect each world to the world above it. Says Reb Chaim, Lehoisiv Kedushotam Vitzichtuach Oiram. Increasing thereby their holiness and their splendor. That's what happens. All of the Oilam is continuous. It continues to become elevated. Kedusha has no end. It's infinitum. There's no end to Kedusha. And therefore, every time Kedusha is being expressed, Kedusha is being said, more Kedusha is being added, and more, as we say, splendor. Tichtuach Oira means the illumination, the spiritual holy light. And that again, there's no end to how much light, to how much Oira shall Kedusha can be added. And that is added by the Avodah of the Yid, and only then can it be followed by the Avodah of the Malachim as well. And he goes on to bring very quickly, V'ayim v'heicholet v'pikudet. This is the Mamre of Kabbalah, the Hecholet in Yonah, Reish Mem Zayin, Sofayim Beis. It talks about the Inyan Kedushas HaMalochim. Habo Mikoyach Amirat Kedushasein Uzal. So he brings here the Loshen, right? So he brings here the Loshen in Loshen Arami, but right after that, you have it in your edition as well. You have the Loshen Kodesh, so we'll go straight in the brackets to the Loshen Kodesh. We'll go down a few lines a little below it. And it follows like this. By the way, I want to mention, some Malachim say the Loshen of Kodesh, and some say the Loshen of Baruch. Now, Baruch, Kavod Hashem, and Koimoy. Not all Malachim have the right, by the way, to say the exact same phrases of praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu. In other words, lower Malachim have one Nusach. Higher Malachim, Malachim on a higher level have a different Nusach. What do we have? We have V'hoifanim, V'chayo Yisach Kodesh. We have Malachim Srofim, which is one type of Malachim. Then we have the Chayis, called the Chayis HaKodesh. And then we have what's called the Oifanim. The Oifanim are the highest level because the Oifanim are actually connected, so to speak, to Kisei HaKovet. The Oifanim are connected because the Oifanim are the highest level. So the Hecholis tells us, the Zohar HaKodesh says, Zevelu miyamin oimrim shire. So for example, you have Malachim on the right side saying shire. Umalim rotsin amale. And therefore they are able. They're able to connect with the Rotsin of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Va'imrim Kodesh. So the ones on the right say Kodesh L'moshu. Then you have, when I say a group of Malachim, this means millions. There's no end. And those that's standing on the left side, again, relatively, left side, right side, say they say Shira, Umalim Rotsin Lamala, Va'imrim Baruch. In other words, some Malachim on the right say Kodesh, Malachim on the right say Baruch. Umechabrim V'kedusha V'chol Elu. In other words, what happens is that then they connect. That the avoida of those on the right and the avoida of those on the left actually all come together. He says, "B'chalelu sheyoyin lekadosh l'adoinam biyichuda." He says, "V'kulam kelulim elu be'elu biyichud echot." And all of the enunciations, all of the various lashonis, where the Kodesh Baruch come together, "Miskashim zebazeh," "Atchikulam oisim kesher echot," "V'ruach echot," "U'miskashim be'elu shelamalis kulam keachav l'spalu zebazeh." And that is through the koyach of man. In other words, through the koyach of man, man is the unifying power. The kedusha of man is unifying power that brings together all of the kedushas. The malachim on the right said this lashon, said the lashon of kodesh. The malachim on the left said the lashon of baruch, and it all becomes connected together to the unifying force of the kedusha, to the kedusha of man. That's what Chaim points out. How the kedusha of malachim, another way, is dependent. He says mikoyach amiras kedushoteinu, the way that we say kodesh. And he goes on further. And says an amazing thing. And this will explain something that I guess we all do, and maybe we never stop to think why we do this. Look what Reb Chaim says. It's in the middle of this next lines. Vayim v'priyei tzchaim brings down from the Arizal, v'chol per gimel, when he talks about mishar chazores u'amide, talking about chazores hashat, right? Repeating the Shemin Oyster. Repeating the Shemin Oyster, mevu esham, Kavonas inyan amirat hakedusha. So there is mentioned the kavona of what do we achieve by saying kedusha. And again, exactly what the Nefesh HaChaim told us, shehu haloat v'iskashrus oylam etzalyonim. Kedusha again is not just words, saying words of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but those words of praise achieve a tremendous, tremendous elevation, the higher world, and also connecting. This is also connecting each world, as we said, to the one above it, to the higher world. L'hoysa v'hem, to add through the Kedusha, al-yidezet, tois vois Kedusha, v'oyer elyus. So it means, therefore, through saying Kedusha, what are we doing? We are elevating. We are elevating the world. Look what he said now. V'ulayim ezeh. Maybe that is the reason, yotzam in hogan shel Yisrael. That might explain the midig Yisrael. Shenoy hagim lahalis atzvon deiz amirat ha-kedusha. By Kedusha, right, what do we do is, we rise up to our toes, we raise our heels. Why? To tell you, because when you're saying Kedusha, you are elevating the entire world. You are now leaving this earth, in a sense. You are elevating this earth. The earth becomes elevated. You become spiritual. Not only are you elevating the earth, you're elevating all of the upper world. You are tapping in and you are affecting, you're making a difference in all of the oilam and salyoinim to bring them even higher. We get up. We say, Kodesh, Kodesh. We elevate ourselves, showing that that's what we're doing. This is a symbolic, way of showing and depicting what we are actually achieving with our Kedusha. That is why we raise up. He says, why we rise on our toes? Maybe this, he says, possibly, he says. This might be the reason, the custom of rising on our toes when we say the Pesukim of Kedusha, says the Reb Chaim. V'zeh, and to be able to achieve that, as we are saying, and to be able, therefore, to achieve that, ein b'koyach shum malach v'sorof la'atah be'atzum etchilu. He already says, sum malach v'sorof. Does make a difference what Kedusha, what level of malach. A malach on his own would not have the ability to do that. L'zois, therefore, again, he says, v'yiptach piv, a malach will not open his mouth, ad aliyas, hevel piyim shel Kedushas Yisrael, until first comes up, until rises up the sound of Kedushas Yisrael, kibbutzei mato, we're all gathered together here, down here on this world, their coil, their sound comes up to Shemaim, to the high heavens, and only then can the Malachim continue and be Mamshech by saying Kedusha. They on their own don't have the ability to achieve what Kedusha is supposed to achieve. Again, another illustration of the tremendous koyach of godless Ha'odon. Says Reb Chaim, and look what he says. Says Reb Chaim as follows. That the Ilu Ho'yu call Yisrael, Misoif Oilem Atsoifoi. If in fact, he says, if Chaz V'Sholem Shoyskim Chaz V'Sholem Eloim HaKedusha, Reb Chaim said, If there would be Chaz V'Sholem, a chance that all of the Jews throughout the world would have stopped reciting Kedusha, it would be such a thing that you would not have even one Jew saying Kedusha, all the Malachim Shemaim would stop saying. It wouldn't be such a thing. The Korah Zel Zev Yomar would not happen. As long as there are Yidin saying Kedusha down here, a Malachim are able to say Kedusha. Should something happen, Chaz V'Sholem, says Reb Chaim. Should something happen that Jews throughout the world would cease, would stop saying Kedusha, no Malach would take in Shemaim either. There would be no Kedusha in Shemaim. It's all dependent on down here. This is the lotion. If Yidin, Shoyskim, Chazi, Sholom, Elohim, Kedusha, Memele, Behechrech, or Yugam, Heimo, Nishtokim, he says. Behechrech, they also would have been kept quiet. They would have to keep quiet, Melahagdish, Kedusha, Osom. They too would have to stop saying their Kedusha. And the Ayin B'Zoya Bolok is, he says, Tavkuf Tzadikom Azbeis. And Abchaim goes on to say, V'zehu Sho'omer HaNovi Yecheskel. And Abchaim says, in fact, that is what the Novi Yecheskel says. There's a posik in Yecheskel that says a very fascinating posik. And Abchaim explains it as follows. What are the words of that posik? Three words. The posik says, Be'omdom terapeno kenofeyim. Be'omdom terapeno kenofeyim, which means, when they halt, Ba'omdom means where they stand, right? Ba'omdom. When they halt, who are they? Who are they? That they are B'nai Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael stop saying Kedusha, Ba'omdom, Tra'apeno, Kenofeyem, when Yidin halt, the Malachim let down their wings. In other words, their wings droop. You know what that means? When Yidin halt, the Malachim's wings droop. Ratzeloimar, Kishi Yisrael amata oimdim shoyskim. If the Yidin would, for some reason, if Yidin down here would be oimdim shoyskim, that they would halt, they would come to a stop, stop saying Kedusha, Memele, he said, Terapeno Konofeim Shel Hamoine Malo. So Memele, the wings of the Malachim would droop. What is symbolic of the wings? You say Malachim have wings. What is symbolic of the wings? What do you mean the wings are going to droop? What does that mean? It means is, Ki Inyan Amiras Kedushosom Hugam Biknofeim. In other words, the Malachim, when they say Shira by using their wings. As a matter of fact, Rashi says, and there's a difference of opinion, but Rashi says, when Malachim so speak, flap their wings, and that also emits a certain sound. And that sound is the formation of a sound of Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. If the Malachim sees and their wings droop, which means that therefore, that's symbolic of saying that they are not capable of saying Kedusha. So what stops the Malachim from saying Kedusha? But on Dom, if the Yidin stop, from Dom, when they stop, when they halt, when they stop saying Kedusha, so then the Malachim's wings droop. Because the shear of Malachim is symbolic in their wings. Where do you really see that, though? Where do we see that? Where's the source for that? Where is the source that the wings of the Malachim are symbolic of Shira? So he said very simply, K'mamor Amzal, there's a Gemara Masechtas Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel, Omid Beis. Gemara Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel Beis, and he brings a very big insight, so I'll just tell you just a little bit more. But he says like this, Kosov Echad Oimer B'chuli. He doesn't bother mentioning it. He assumes that you know it, or you're going to look it up. Well, the Gemara, as a matter of fact, asks a stira contradiction. One pasuk in Yeshaya Novi says that sheish kenofayim le'echot, that each malach has six wings. So if you think about it, every malach has six wings, so they're like this, two on top, two in the middle, and two in the bottom. They have six. Fine. But Yechezkel Novi, who had the vision, what's happening, what's doing in the upper world, he sees and he says, "V'arba kunafayim le'echos." There is only four, which means that two of them are missing. Well, there's a clear contradiction. Yeshaya Novi, when he talks about the number of wings, he talks about sheish kunafayim le'echos, and he says, "V'arba kunafayim." He says, "There's only four." And what's the answer of the Gemara? Kan bizman she'beis hamikdash kayim, kan bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim. When we have the beis hamikdash, the malachim have six wings. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, they only have four. Two, as if to say, were clipped off. Which two were removed? Which two were removed? When there's no Beis HaMikdash, two wings are removed. Which two? Says the Gemara, says Reb Chaim, quotes the Gemara, Hai Minayu Imatu. So the Gemara asks, when we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, and two wings were lost, which two? Which of the six? There's six. You took away two. Which two? Says the Gemara, Reb Chaim Rav, Oisan Sha'imras Behem Shira. What do you see? Wings are symbolic of Shira. In other words, there are two wings of the six wings. Of the six wings, there are two wings specifically that are used when Malachim say Shira. These wings are involved in saying Shira. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's not much to sing about. There's a lot to mourn about. Those two wings of Shira are not there. So says Reb Chaim, so what do you see from here? That the wings are symbolic of Shira. So therefore, going back to the Pasuk, says Reb Chaim, this reinforces. But Reb Chaim suggested that the Pasuk said, Be'omdom terapeno kinofeyem. Be'omdom, when the Eden stop, when the Eden halt, stop saying Kedusha, then the wings of the Malachim group, what does it mean, the wings of the Malachim, they also cannot say Shira. Kinofeyem means Shira. That means terapeno kinofeyem. That their wings droop. We have shown to the Gemara Chagiga that wings are connected with saying Shira. Just a gaburcha, let me tell you that there isn't the Sefer Oyev Yisrael from the Abteruf, you know, the great Abteruf was a Talmud of the Maggid of Mezrich, the successor of the Baal Shem Tov. And this is a discussion between the Mekubalim. You see that Malachim have six wings. Malachim have six wings. Originally, they have six wings. So the Malachim really have six wings. So that's Keneged, Baruch, Shem, Kevoid, Malchusai, Loilam Vod. Six words. Baruch, Shem, two wings. Kavoyed Malchusai, next two wings. Loivan Bolet. Says the Yoyev Yisrael, and this is the discussion actually in the Mefarshim, the Gedolei Chassidus, Apikabolet, the Mesoyeret that they had. When we say that two wings are missing, the Zman, when we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, you know which two wings? The Kavoyed Malchusai is missing. Because we don't have the Kavoyed Malchus. That's why we have Mespalel Galei Kavoyed Malchus Chaleinu, he says, a beautiful pshat. The Boishim are waiting for the time that the Kavod Malchusa comes back. The two wings representing Kavod Malchusa have been removed. They have six wings normally. But But two have been removed. Which two wings? The two wings which correspond to Kavod Malchusoi. So now I'm Mispalo, let us be Zoyget out of the Beis HaMikdash back, and then Galay Kavod Malchusoi Oleinu. She be Zoyget to have Kavod Malchusoi back, and the male of the Malachim again will have their six wings. And Yatruv says they're very interesting. He says that Halayachecha Royim Bishchem, that he, Lamaisid, brings a different opinion. And he says that, in fact, it's the Leoylem Void that is missing. Not the Kavod Malchus, it's two things. The Baal Mukabolim, so to think, are difference of opinion, which two wings? Because the six correspond to Baruch Shem, Kavod Malchus, and Leoylem Void. Who are missing? So some opinions say that the Kavod Malchus is missing, and some say is Leoylem Void is missing. Yosef HaTzadik represents Golus. That's the beginning of the Golus. By the way, all of the Golus, the Mukabolim say, are Nichlal and Golus Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was not just Golus Mitzrayim. Golus Mitzrayim is the Yisoid, the foundation of all the subsequent Golus. In other words, what we have is Golus Bovel, right? We have the four Golus. Golus Bovel, we have Golus Modai, we have Yobon, and we have Edoin. In Mitzrayim, single-handedly, we actually have the Yisoid of all the Dalit, all the future Dalit Golus are all included in Mitzrayim. All included in Mitzrayim. And by the way, that's why the Chiddush says that Shekavalda Gipshat. The Ve'el Shmoyz B'nei Yisrael Haboyim Mitzrayimu. They said, you know what had Rosh Tevez Haboyim? Boyim. Bovel, Edom, Yovon, Modai. Haboyim is going to Mitzrayim. You have now not just come to Mitzrayim, says the Chiddush. But come to Mitzrayim. You have now experienced also the seed of all of the Dalit Golish in the future. Haboyim, Boyim. Bovel, Edom, Yovon and Modai. These are the four Golosim, Mitzrayim. Haboy Mitzrayim, coming to Mitzrayim, down to Mitzrayim, you are experiencing these. So if we're saying in Golos, according to the other opinion, what is missing is the Leoylem Void. For Hashem, Void Malchusoi, we have. What's missing too is the Leoylem Void is missing. We're waiting until it'll be the time, Boy Hashem Lamelech HaKolos, right? We're waiting for that time. But now the Leoylem Void is missing. According to that opinion, they say, meaning that Yosef was the seed of Mitzrayim. So starting from Yosef, the Leoylem Void was missing, because that's the Sheirish of the Golos, the Leoylem Void. Halayachecha Royim Bishchem. What Rosh Hashanah Bishchem? You only have Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoi. Leoylem Void is missing. Halayachecha Royim Bishchem. Bishchem. Beis Shi and Chofmen. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoi. That's all you have. Because now that we're in Golos, when you're in Golos, when you don't have the Beis Hamikdash, you're missing too. What are you missing? The Leoylem Void is missing. Halayachecha Royim Bishchem. What we have is the Rosh Tevis that make up the word Bishem, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoi. The Leoylem Void is missing. We can see more about it, as I mentioned, the Sefer Oy of Yisrael, talk on the parasha there, which discusses this. So, Kapon, this is what we see here from the Nefesh HaChaim. This is even Nefesh HaChaim. So let's move down to skip a line here. Will Azois, go further than the Nefesh HaChaim. That's the Nefesh HaChaim, therefore, he said, Will Azois, Hamoin Tzvois Malo, and therefore all of the heavenly hosts, Kitos Kitos, yes. As we pointed out before, in Shemayim they're all different groups of Malochim. Higher level, lower level, even higher, even lower. All different levels of Malochim. Yesh, as he says, Achas Oimeres Kodesh, Vehem HaSrafim. There are those that say Kodesh, those are the Srafim. K'mon Shekotov, as it says, Veheicholo is the Bracious. He's telling you where to look. Look in Heicholos, in the Sefer Heicholos and Bracious, Upikude, Veheicholos in Yon Hashom over there. He tells it Daf Resh Mem Zayin and so on. As we see a pasuk in Yeshaya, Serafim Oimdim Mima Aloi, Serafim, that the Malachim that are called Serafim, that they are standing above the Koro Zel Zev Omar Kodosh Kodosh Kodosh. So that is one level of Malachim. Then Vahasheni, then there's a second level of Malachim. Luumoso Mishapchim Yoyrim Boruch, facing them, the other level, so to speak, they say Boruch Kavod Hashem. So you have some Malachim saying Kodosh. You have other Malachim saying, Baruch, Baruch Kavod Hashem. And who are those? Who are those that say Baruch? Who are those that say Baruch? It says, Reb Chaim Vehem Hu Eifanim V'Chayus. The Eifanim and the Chayus are a higher level. The Chayus HaKodesh, the Malachim called Eifanim and the Chayus, they're the ones that say Baruch. How do we know that? Because Shomru Razal, take a look in Mesechtas. Chum Dav Tzadik Aleph. The Gemara says, in the beginning of Perek Yedanoshe, the Gemara is the Kasha Ve'ike Baruch. In other words, because the Gemara asks a contradiction, asks a stirah. Because the Gemara makes a statement, another statement, that Klal Yisrael, again, rise above Malachim. Because Klal Yisrael can mention Hashem's name before saying three words. However, Malachim have to say, Kodosh, 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 then Hashem. They cannot mention the Shem Hashem only after three words. So the Gemara says, Baruch Kavod Hashem in Koimoy, after two words. Baruch Kavod Hashem. So how are you telling me that Malachim have to first say three words, and only then the name of Hashem? Baruch Kavod Hashem is after two words. So the Gemara says, that's a different category. Those are the greater Malachim, the higher Malachim. These are the Oifanim. The Gemara says, Vayike Baruch, which means Baruch Kavod Hashem, that they utter Hashem's name only after two words. Baruch Oifanim Hudaim Relay. These are the Oifanim, Kemoshe Sidru, Anshik Nes, Agdoyle, Bekdushas, Yoitzer. We say, Oifanim, Vachayit, Akkodish, and so on and so forth. We say in the davening, by Yoitzer, or Rabbi, or Feshach, and so on. Shekol Kap, Mekadeshes, Kifi, Mekoiro, Vishor, Shaboilimus. Every Kitab Malochim, according to its standing, to where its roots are, in the higher spheres, if you're higher, you can say a higher level of Kedusha. If you're a lower Madrega, then you say a lower level of Kedusha. But Klal Yisrael is not limited to all that. Klal Yisrael don't have these different delineations. They don't have these different Madregas. Aval Yisrael Kibbutzei Mato. But Klal Yisrael, who are the Kibbutzei Mato, who are gathered together down here on this world, Oimnim Shneim, they say everything. They say Kodosh Kodosh, and they say Baruch Kavod Hashem, Liyos Koilalim, Kolam Koiret, Vashoshim Yachav. Because Klal Yisrael Amaita, they are those who bring all of the worlds together, everything together, all of the Mekairis, all of the roots and everything. Through the Avoid of Kalatrol, they are all connected. Lower worlds are connected with a higher world, and that higher world to the one even higher. That is the unifying force that is created as a result and achieved as a result of Kalatrol saying Kodesh. The Kalatrol can say Kodesh, they can say Baruch. We don't have these delineations, as by Malochim, that are categorized, departmentalized. You say Kodesh, you say Baruch, depending what your name is. Are you from the Srofim? Are you from the Yefanim? Different levels of Malochim are different levels of Kedusha. And finally, Zergam Kinyin Amiris Perik Shira. Shom Razal, Chazal talk about Koloimer Perik Shira B'chol Yoyim. Chazal say, Gvaldike things, we know the printed lately, you find many different editions of the Perik Shira. Perik Shira is really a brisa that tells us the nature of the Shira of all the animals. Now, different animals, all animals, we don't know animal language, we don't know bird language, but we are told by Chazal, there's something called Sicha Soifis, there's language that birds speak, and there's languages that animals speak in their own language, in their own language. Today they're beginning to find out a little bit that animals have a certain language, you know, by certain types of testing, and they find out that animals in their own way, that they do communicate. Anyway, but they say Shira, that's what we are told. Not only we are told that all the animals say Shira, praising Hashem, when you hear the birds chirping in the morning, it may quite well be singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they say a particular pasuk. What pasuk? So in that Perik Shira is outlined each animal, each creature has its own designated pasuk that is tailor-made to his, to the ingredients, to the constitution, to the makeup of that animal. So lions have one type of Yeshira, horses have this, giraffes have that, and elephants have that, and so on. It goes endless and endless. All the different animals, all the different species have different psukim of Shira corresponding to their nature. But just to give you one example, it says there that the Avos Habor Oimer, Avos Habor is a wild goose. You ever see goose fly? He's all over the place. The Avos Habor, what does the wild goose say? Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Hashem V'Hoy Asher Meftachoy. Blessed is the man, right, who places his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we can try to understand that for the simple reason is, you know, the goose flies very, very high, right? Flies. And he's supposed to, with his eyesight, he's supposed to be able to see exactly the food that he needs, right? And he needs this, he understands that the chance for him finding it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for all the creatures their food, and he's flying high, and he's supposed to be able to find and see exactly where his food is supposed to come from. He has and understands that he has to have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Baruch Hu is going to give him the food that he needs. He's going to help him find it. He'll show it to him. He'll see it and be able to find it. Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Hashem. He's away. His food is down here. He flies up there, but his food is down here. He doesn't eat from the sky. He eats down here. But where is he flying? Way high. Hundreds of feet away. Way up. Right? And yet he's supposed to be able to find the food down here. All of a sudden he's going to fly down. Very quickly. He's going to fly down. Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Hashem. That's what he said. He understands that. And so on and so forth. Each animal, each creature has his tailor-made shirit. And Chazal say that man who says Perik Shirit, in other words, when man repeats the shira of the sus, and repeats the shira of the dove, of the bear, and repeats, and he says the positive corresponding to the shira of the wolf, and so on and so forth. So Chazal say, so he had a tremendous chelik in the bria. Explains Reb Chaim, look what it means. When man says perik shira, he's saying the shira that the animals are supposed to be saying. What's it got to do with the animal shira? Why should man be saying perik shira? Man should be saying shira, man shira, human shira. Why should he be saying those psukim that correspond to the different animals? Says Reb Chaim, I'll tell you why. Shal yedei amira to adam oisoi. Because man, when he says perik shira, shehu koilu kol hakoiches kulam. Reb Chaim already said man is a composite of the entire world. In other words, if you take all the animals, all the creatures in the world, take a bit of each animal, put them all together, you'll find it all in man. Man has within him, in his ingredients, in his makeup, he has a chelik of every creature. As opposed to animals, each animal is distinct. A lion is not a bear, and a bear is not a wolf. Man is everything. He's a lion, he's a bear, he's a wolf, he's a giraffe, he's a monkey also. No? So he's everything. Man is all. He has all the koiches. He has all the koiches kulam. So in fact, as a result, being that man is a koilu, he within himself, he includes all of the koiches. Unoisin koich lahamalochim, vahasorim shkol elu habriyois, sheoimru elu hashiris. What Reb Chaim says is that all the animals have a sar in Shemaim. There's a malach. Each species has a malach that corresponds to that species. And those malachim Shemaim are saying the particular shira that designated to that species. The malachim in Shemaim, so the malachim over each animal, each species of animal, those malachim are saying the shira that corresponds to those animals. Who empowers those malachim in Shemaim to be able to say that shira? To be able to accomplish something by saying shira? To elevate the world, to unify the world? Man, who is a composite of all the creatures himself, he now gives koyach to the malachim of all those animals, so now they can say shira. So when man says shira, he's not just saying shira for himself. He, in fact, is giving the power, and he is empowering all of the malachim, all of the sarim lamala. Each species has a sar in Shemayim. That's what Reb Chaim says. That is the koyach again of man. Man empowers all of the malachim and sarim to be able to say this shira. He said, and a matter of fact, the malachim by saying shira, they now in turn replenish and bring down vitality to the species down here to be able to continue to exist. In other words, the life force of all of the animals down here is being brought from Shemayim, which is the transmitter. Who is the transmitter? Who transmits the shefa, the koyach, the vitality, the koyach achiyus from Shemayim? Who infuses life? Who pipelines? Who brings down the koyach achiyus from Shemayim down to all of the animals? These are the sorim who receive their koyach from man down here. So actually, it's a cycle. Man gives koyach to Shemayim, to the sorim in Shemayim, and they in turn now have the ability to bring down vitality and achiyus, life force, to all of the animals and all the creatures down here. So it starts, goes from earth to Shemayim, and from Shemayim it recycles and comes back down. Where did it start from? It started from down here, to the koyach of man. So Reb Chaim, again, being that man now empowers the malachim, so that man has empowered the malachim and the sorim over the species, hey moishchim chiyusam the shifam, they are moishch, the chiyus, the vitality, and the shefa, the brocha, vashpia becholat tachtoinim. And then he tells you to talk in the Kutta Torah, which of the Ravi Zalbatam and Mitzvahs, Pashas Vashanam. Again, the Chaim does not cease to stop. They show him to point out so many ways that we had for a number of weeks, quite a number of weeks. Chaim is not over it. He can't get over it and does not want us to get over it. Just to realize how oimik, the oimik, gablus odo, how tremendously, tremendously great. We can keep studying this over and over again until we really have a shtikl idea, a shtikl asoge, what gablus odo means. So I'd like to stop now, take a look a little bit at the sheet, and take a look a little bit the hemshir of what we learned today, and see what we can find in the sheet that corresponds to what we have learned today. First item that we have is from the Shevet Sofer. The Shevet Sofer in Parshas Bereishis. Just tell you something. Shevet Sofer is a great goyim in Europe. Great goyim in Europe between 1900 and the 20s. The Shem Tov was the son of the Ksav Sefer. The Ksav Sefer was the son of the Chassam Sefer. In other words, these are the basic three generations. The Chassam Sefer was the Rav in Presburg, succeeded by his son, the Ksav Sefer, succeeded by his son, the Shevet Sefer. Shevet Sefer's name was Reb Simcha Bunim Sefer. Shevet Sefer was Reb Simcha Bunim Sefer. His father was the Ksav Sefer, Avram Shmuel Ben Yomin Sefer. His father was the Chassam Sefer, of course, Reb Moshe Sefer. That was the Chassam Sefer. So the Shevet Sefer was a direct grandson, Ben Achaben. His father's father was the Chassam Sefer, and he was the Rav in Presburg. His son, by the way, the Shevet Sefer's son, was Rabbi Akiva Sefer. Akiva Sefer was Rav in Presburg just before the war broke out, World War II, and then he was Oyla Teretz Yisrael, and that's where he lived out his years. When he came to Eretz, by the way, in Europe, he was like a melech, because Malch Presburg was in Czechoslovakia, in Jewry. This was like the king of all the Rabbonim. All the hundreds of different shtetlach and cities and yeshivas, Presburg was considered to be like the royalty, the malchus of all the rabbonim. When he was over there to Israel, he said, "I am not coming to be a rov. I'm going up there to Israel to have the chus to go live in Eretz Israel as a pushita Eretz Israel yid." He said, "No rov anymore. Throwing it all away. I want to be a pushita yid living in Eretz Israel. There's nothing greater than being an Eretz Israel yid." And in fact, he sort of like disconnected himself. He had a minyan mitzumtzum, they say, in his house. Minyan mitzumtzum, had a minyan. 10, 15, 20 people. Very small oilum. Yeah, he had a minyan in his house. So the Kiva Sefer. I want to tell you something very interesting. How fascinating, how it goes. Chassam Sefer himself was Rav in Presburg 33 years. It says, in the Tshuva, it says, Gal Einai Vabitu Nefloiz M'Tarzach. Gal is Lamed Gimel, 33. Gal Einai. Gal. That's what the Melech says in Kuf Yotes. He was Rav 33 years, and he leaves Presburg. And he's nifter. Comes the Ksav Sefer's son, succeeds him. He's Rav for 33 years, and he's nifter. Comes the Shevet Sefer that we're talking about now, the son of the Ksav Sefer, is Rav in Presburg 33 years, and he's nifter. Comes Rabbi Akiva Sefer, the son of the Shevet Sefer, and he's Rav in Presburg 33 years, and says, "I'm leaving." And he left, he was oil to soil, and they say that was the Hashgacha. He was spared, did not die, was not transported in concentration camps. Many, many who did not make it, he made it, because he made a conscious decision to leave. He left for a different reason. He left 33 years. Not only he lived many more years in Eretz Yisrael. Lamai said, this was Hashgacha. He made that cheshbon, he did not want to stay more than 33 years, and he was oil to Eretz Yisrael. Let's take a look here, Rabbi Sa'ad, the Shevet Sefer. Shevet Sefer brings a fascinating chazal. The Medrash says, Om Rabbi Yishe, B'shor Shabor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odom Arishin, B'shor created man, it says, Tohu Boi Malach HaShoris. When the Malachim saw man, the first picture, they didn't know who that is. Who is this creature man? They made a mistake. U'bikshu Loim Alephon of Kodesh. In other words, they thought that this is an extension of Hashem. Because after all, let's remember, man was created B'tzelem Alekim. Man was created, Malachim were a maven and what Tzelem Elokim means. The Pasuk said Tzelem Elokim. Malachim were a maven with Tzelem Elokim means. He was created in the form of Hashem. In the image of Hashem. They wanted to say Kodesh in front of a man, thinking that he is somewhat an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to teach, educate the Malachim who man is. Man is hardly human. And he said to him as follows, Ma'oz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Me'yad Hippel Olav Tardemo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Cast man through him, thrust him into a sleep. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we know, by Yippel Olav Hashem, caused man to fall into a sleep. Ah, they saw man falling asleep, helpless, immobile, out of commission. Now they knew this is Tama Mensch. Now, V'yodu HaKadosh Yuvodom. Adod Echsev, Chidlu Lochem and Uvodom. The Pasuk says, withdraw from man, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chidlu lochem and o'odo amash in Hashem of Apo, who has breath in his nostrils. Ki b'meh nachshifu. What is he? You want to say Kaddish in front of him? You want to say Kaddish in front of him? How do you expect to say it? We'll do a few lines of the Shevet Sefer. They said the different pshat. Again, simply means big shulayma. They wanted to say the form of Kaddish. Means they wanted to say Kaddish in front of man, thinking that man is extension of Hashem. They didn't know this is just a man. This is extension of Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu showed them, no, this is a human being. This is not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is a human being, Ofer min Adama, right? Created from earth and from dust. That's all he is. So he says, Pshat, Vidivra Medrash Tamuim, he says, the Medrash is very schwer. I mean, even if the Havim, you know, that the Melochim really wanted to say Kaddish, I mean, there still has to be a difference. There has to be a difference between man and between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could they make a mistake? Malachim were amazed at what Hashem really is. How did they even make a mistake thinking at first that man somehow is really a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Actually, Mamish, how did they think that? The Levaira Medrash Nerli. The Madrega of man, if the truth is, if he's mashlim himself, if he completes himself and he purifies himself. The Nishmosoi, his nefesh and his Nishama, the Torah mitzvahs, if man is able to reconstruct, to elevate his offer, created from lowly dust, and he's able to sanctify, to live a life of Kedusha, that's a tremendous challenge. Malachim don't have that challenge. Malachim are completely, totally spiritual beings. If man is able to elevate his nefesh and his neshama to purify, to Torah mitzvahs, he's in a much greater madrega than Malach HaShoris. Kashi Pirshu Mavarshim. Then Farshim explains the posik. Vehine sulam mutav arzo. Yaakovina dreams about the ladder that is stationed on the ground. The roisha in the top of the ladder, magia shemaimo. So the Farshim say, who is the man? Who is the sulam symbolic of? Ha sulam hu ha'odom. Man asher hu be'oret v'oilam atachtoin koritz machaimer. He's carved out of material. He's carved out of physicality. V'nivra ma'opar, created from dust. But roisha. But man is able to elevate himself, that is head, right? That is tachlis, his purpose. He can elevate himself all the way to Magia. He can reach the high heavens. From down here, man can reach the high heavens. He's able to rise up, and to perfect himself. And the malacha, basically, whether they are higher or lower, is dependent on man. We learned that already from Ebsha Chaim. That through man's avodah, not only he's mashlim himself, he elevates the malachim. And what's the reason? Why is man considered to be so great if he perfects himself? Batam lozeh yam, because ki nitva v'nivra b'odom yetzahar. Man has tremendous challenges. He was created with the evil force, with the yetzahar, the evil inclination. Ki Rav Sivit says, v'yitzer b'shnei yudin, v'yitzer, vod yud yud. Hashem created, formed the man with two yudin. What are the two yudin? So Chazal say, b'shnei yetzarim, v'yitzer. Yitzer is Yetzer. Yud, Yud. Two Yetzers. Yetzer Hara and Yetzer Toif. Kashom Chazal. Av HaMalach Ein L'Rak Yetzer Toif. But HaMalach only has the Yetzer HaToif. The Ein Mishi Yamed Aleim V'Lochim Kenegdoi. The Malach has no one to oppose him. Like Avodat Hashem who Etzloi B'Teva. For HaMalach it's second nature. Av Yetzer Hara Shal Odom is Gabriel of B'Chol Yoyim. V'Tzorach Tomid L'Lochim Kenegdoi V'Lich Boish to conquer V'Lis Gabriel Olof. And to be able to overpower that Yetzirah, Ad Sheyocheloi. So therefore, with Fum Tzara Agra, according to the pain that you invest, the reward is all the more. It's not easy, but the more Tzara, the more pain, the more effort, the reward is that all that much greater. Im Ho'odom Higia, man is successful, he reaches. Ma'madrei Gezu, She'omad Neged Yetzirah, he's able to stand up, Kenegedet Yetzirah, the Hishlim Nafshur, and he perfects himself. Oz Madrei Goyso, Yoyser Gedoylo, Uzchora Yosem Ruben Malach Hasharis. We go to the top. Next moment, all the way to the top. And so on. Now look here. He quotes the Gemara that we had here in Nefesh HaChaim now. Rachem Otsina B'Gemara Perek Yidan Osher. What does the Gemara say? She'ei Malach Hasharis Oimrim Kodosh Ad She'yoimru Yisrael Tchilo. Man, if he has created with a Yetzer Hara, and yet he's able to overcome and rise all above that, he's on a higher Madrega than a Malach. Right? He's in a higher Madrega than a Malach. So Mamela, let's go further. So the pshat like this. Let's go down, because we have to save time. Let's go down the Zeh Nerli. That's the last paragraph here. The Zeh Nerli Perusha Shel HaMedrash. A Malach, you see, Rabbi Yisai, was looking from the outside. From the outside, what does he see? He sees a man that's created Ofer Min Adoma. He's Kuloi from beginning to end. He is Gashmius. He is physical. He's made out of raw material. That's what man is. A malach, on the other hand, is called a spiritual. So on the surface, who is greater? Who is more important? The malach is more important. So the malach felt he does not have to wait until man says Kedusha first. The malach came with a taina to Kodesh Baruch Hu, I deserve to say Kedusha first. And the intent of the Medrash, let's go back, where's the Lashon Medrash again? Bikshu malach ha'sharis loymar, Lefonov Kodesh. Lefonov does not mean, he wanted to say Kodesh, in front of man. Lefonov, before man. Bikshu Malachi Shoras Loima Lefonov Kodesh. What do you mean man says Kedusha before us? What do you mean we have to wait until man says Kedusha first? We are totally spiritual. Man is totally Gashmir. It's totally physical. How can you compare the Kedusha of man to us? We're on a much greater level. We have much more Kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows, look what man is made up. Look at his Yetzer Hara. If he can find Kedusha in spite of his creation of Ofer, if he's able to elevate his lowly being, that's a much greater avodah than you're doing. You have no Yetzer Hara. Man deserves to say Kedusha before. His avodah is a choshev avodah. Your avodah is b'teva. You're not fighting off anything. You're not standing up against anything. You are not standing in opposition against something who's trying to dissuade you. Man is created physical, but precisely because he is physical and he's able to transform himself and elevate himself, he deserves to go first. That's the Kavanah of the Medrash, according to the Shevet Sofer. I want to show you something. It's a fascinating thing. And we turn the sheet. Look here at the number 3. By the way, I just want to tell you something just very quickly because none of you appreciate it. You know, it says here, but I just showed the Pasuk, so because I don't want you to miss it. So let me just tell you from the Kedushas Levi, number 2, because it says, Vayobei Moshe. The Kedushas Levi in Parashat Tzitzit, Vayobei Moshe, V'yisaper lo, Miskol Dibrei Hashem, Miskol HaMishpotim. Usually, when Moshe transmits mitzvahs, it doesn't say Vayisaper. What does Vayisaper mean? Telling a story. It shouldn't say Vayitzav Moshe, Moshe commanded, or Vayedaber Moshe. It says, Vayobei Moshe, V'yisaper lo, Miskol Dibrei Hashem, Miskol HaMishpotim. Rashi says, he told the Yidden about the Zion mitzvahs. About the 7 mitzvahs of Ben Noach. This was before Matan Torah. By the way, they already knew the 7 mitzvahs. So Moshe didn't tell them anything new, asked the Ramban. What do you mean, Moshe? Rashi says, Vayisaper Yitzroi, Vayisaper Moshe Lohem. Moshe is telling them the Zion mitzvahs. First of all, they knew it, says the Ramban. They knew the Zion mitzvahs already. Starting Parshas Bereishis starts the first of the Zion mitzvahs. And so on and so forth. We have the Zion mitzvahs coming as we go along. It was necessary to say it now. But then also, what's Vayisaper? Saper means as if to describe and to tell a story. What's Vayisaper? Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Shemayim. Didn't we learn the Nefesh HaChaim here, as we said many times, from the Cheder of Chassidus and from the Cheder, right? On the other side, but they all come from the same source. All comes from the same source, if you're able to reach the source. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Shemayim. What did we learn in Nefesh HaChaim so many times? When a man does a mitzvah, it's not just doing a mitzvah. If a man does a mitzvah, he builds worlds. If he does an aveira, he destroys worlds. When he does a mitzvah, it has a tremendous impact in Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu spent 40 days and 40 nights in Shemayim. He was able to come down and tell Klal Yisrael the impact of their mitzvahs that it has in Shemayim. I was there, I saw it. So according to Shas Levi, when the Pasuk says, Vayobei Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, Vayisaper, we know it, Vayisaper. He's telling them, it's called Divrei Hashem, it's called Mishpatim. He's telling them the impact that the Divrei Hashem and the Mishpatim have in Shemayim. He wants to encourage Yidden that they should understand how important it is when you put on tefillin, when you daven to Hashem. You're not there in Shemayim to know. You have no idea what the impact of your mitzvahs on Shemayim. You have no idea how it turns over worlds. Vayobei Moshe Vayisaper. He is telling them the impact of their mitzvahs. And you can say, right after that, oh, now we're ready to do anything. Now, we realize, we're finding out the great extent, the tremendous power of the mitzvah. We want more mitzvahs. We want to be able to achieve even greater things, more things. Now that we hear the tremendous impact, now you stop it. Now, boys, what we're going to do is, go to number 4, skip that also. We're speaking about the Chassam Sofer, speaking about man, malach, and so on. Do you remember last week, we brought down, we had on the sheet, that the Chassam Sofer saw his son writing a biography, Reb Shimon Sofer, the Rov of Krakow. The Chassam Sofer was a brother to Reb Shimon Sofer. They're both sons of the Chassam Sofer. Reb Shimon Sofer was the Rov in Krakow. And he saw him writing down biography, and in he mentions Reb Nos Nadler, who was the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, and he was walking by, and he saw the description that Reb Shimon writes, Reb Shimon Sofer writes, that Reb Nos Nadler was like a Malach Elikim, as great as a Malach. Chassam Sofer says, my Rebbe was like a Malach. No Malach ever reached the Madrega of my Rebbe. That's an understatement. He thought he was doing a godless. He's measuring his Rebbe to a Malach. He said, you did an injustice. It's an injustice. No Malach ever reached the Madrega of my Rebbe. My Rebbe was much greater than a Malach. just to give you an idea, some Tzivit's attitude to his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler. A malach never came to him. Look over here. By the way, you can see the source of this in the bottom. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld is the one who told what we're looking at right now. Sipur Moron Aksav Tzivizal. Because let me tell you, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, the Rebbe of Yerushalayim, was a Talmud of the Ksav Sofer. And then he left Europe. He was oiled there to Yerushalayim. But in Europe, while he was in Europe, he was a Talmud of the Ksav Sofer. So, says Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, Sipur Moron HaKsav Sofer Zatzal, Shepam Achaz Bo Echot Migdoy Lahador Levaker Eitel Oviv Moron HaKsav Sofer. One of the Gdoy Lahador once came to visit the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer Hifling Me'oid Misipur V'Hisnagus Raboy Hanesher Hagodol Rabnos Nava Zatzal. And the Ksav Sofer continued on and on to speak about the greatness of his Rebbe Rabnos Nava. By the way, Adler, what's Adler? Adler is an eagle, an odler, right? Hanesher HaGodol, used to call him. Hanesher HaGodol, some say, when he referred to his Rebbe, as the Nesher HaGodol, the great eagle. Because Adler, that's an eagle in Yiddish. And by the way, when he spoke about his Rebbe, some say, had a number of Rabbeim. He spoke about his Rebbe, he didn't say the name. He said, my Rebbe this, my Rebbe that. He meant Reb Nosson Adler, but he didn't say which Rebbe. So the Godel wanted to know, which of your Rabbeim, which Rebbe are you talking about? He had more than one. V'chol hazman hizker b'shem Rebbe. All the while, the Chasam Sofer, he only mentioned my Rebbe this, my Rebbe that, mibli linkoy b'shmoy, without mentioning the name of the Rebbe. Oysoy Godel lo yoda be'eze Rebbe hamaduber. That Godel did not know which Rebbe the Chasam Sofer talking about. He had more than one Rebbe. V'shol Chasam Sofer le'eze Rebbe umischaven. Which Rebbe, right, are you talking about? Some Sofer did not want to say the name of his Rebbe because of COVID. They want to mention the name of his Rebbe. So what do? Bikesh Chasam Sofer mibnoy Aksav Sofer. So Chasam Sofer asked his son, Sheyagid lo ha'orech Hashem Raboy. He told his son, you say the name of my Rebbe. It's my Rebbe, I don't want to say it, as if to say. But he told his son to mention it. Ukshehizker Shemoy Shel Reb Nosson Adler. And with the Chasam Sofer, the son of the Chasam Sofer. As soon as he mentioned the name of Reb Nosson Adler, his face became white as plaster, and used to tremble. Just the thought of remembering his Rebbe, the godless of Reb Nosson Adler, in the way that Chasam Sofer saw godless in his Rebbe, if the mere mention of the Rebbe's name, he began to tremble. So Rabbi Chaim Zonnefeld said, this is what the Chasam Sofer told. Chasam Sofer was asked by the Chasam Sofer, his father, to mention, to tell the godless which Rebbe. He said, Reb Nosson Adler. So he was listening. That's all. He hears the name of his Rebbe mentioned, he begins to tremble. Just at the thought. That's the Reb Nosson Adler. A malach never reached that madrege. That Rabbi said, that is the godless Odom. That's what the Nefesh HaChaim is talking about. And in fact, some people were zeicher. Halavai, we should be able to move a little bit closer. Amen. Ken Yerotzen.